sanje je don de si ni jin da le men le yan da bzo bzo sanje je kon bon bo do bo te yi che don pa ba zam bo ju be man lan je do se ka ton de se ken ton yi la sam bra sa
pa
ba zam bo ju be man lan je ja bo ta ro ba nam ge ta da nyam be sin jin tam je je don do bzo bzo sanje je kon bon do bo sa Rubarje, the each of the Tampa Chula to some gongs on Jay. Zombarje, Onyamba, Samba San Jojo, the Tokyo Bamata Town, the Sambarja.
So, first we generate the thought of attaining enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings that we may, that they may achieve the level of Buddhahood. The sentient beings are vast in numbers, the sky is limitless. And with this end in mind, we vow to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teaching.
Then it took that in below la. Around don't give up drop out some my in by Yendo, the Sanjay to compound broke with the Serna, then it Melanda by the Karchimori.
So in the Mahayana, it's very important to make aspiration prayers, not only that one will oneself. Attain a state of peace, but also that one will be able to benefit all sentient beings.
The Tikpa Chenpo Lan Te Tambo Sanchung Cho the same Chepa Ne Zong Te Sanje Je Kompa Matop Je Pardo Sanchung Sempe Chepa Chepa Kapsu Yang Tini Tsubo Randong Mayimba Yendong To Kawa Che Gogre Yendong Si Gogre Yendong Sepa Te
So in the Mahayana, from the time that one first generates bodhicitta to the actual attainment of Buddhahood, for this whole time that one actually practices the path of the Bodhisattva, it is not for one's own benefit. The main emphasis of the practice is on being able to benefit other beings. And in order to do that then, it's very important to make these prayers of
aspiration.
And then when one has finally attained Buddhahood, at that point then one vows to stay in samsara until it is empty of all sentient beings, and that one emanates a vast, limitless number of emanations for the benefit of sentient beings, and performs all the vast deeds or activities of the Buddha. And these, this ability then to remain in samsara, to emanate various forms, and also to perform the various activities of the Buddha, once one has attained Buddhahood, that depends then on having previously made prayers of aspiration.
Tene ta te tar manan ka che se na kam der zam pa pa zam bu che pa manam re de la sa sa che som ne som ba ta manam yong ne de la manan ro ke jo yin la den ju go ne tho sa pa tang tene manan de pa mu ni le Tanda Nipang Mujum Mulam Mulanjaravi Yabakiva.
So, since these aspiration prayers, prayers of aspiration are so important, and now we are studying the practice of what is excellent, and we are in the second of the three main sections, which is the main bulk of the treatise itself, the main import of the treatise. And we finished the first section of that. It has three sections. And the first section we finished now, that had to do with the seven branch prayers, the different kinds of practices, the seven different kinds of practices. And so now we come to the second section of the second main section. And this second section then is the actual basis of the prayer of aspiration. And this is divided and explained in detail. There are 16 major divisions here.
Then, अरे तां मुझे मुझे मनां जे रवि के पतेला मनां मुझे तां मनां जे था तें बनी मनां मुझे तेला चुडोग यो बा तंदा चुडोग यो बा
So then in this second division, there are two sections, the actual basis of the prayer of aspirations, which has 16 divisions, and what is called like the ultimate limit, the ultimate case of the aspiration
prayer. Samba number takpa se jita sam no ton so le chung me ba. Sam no ton so le chung me ba. Sem hien to zangbo la. Tene samba number takpa se jita. Sem ngay ba chani me ba.
Sem di rabo ani kulung kone tiki di.
Haa.
Kulung. Kulung.
Neme te gobe che dira tanda samba goni me ba zero.
No.
Samba number takpa goni me ba de. Tanda sem zangbo goni me ba. Tanda di ngay deke te. Sabate covet che the Zovare, young Kanga indicate a jogo jimarva. Kanga John Young, Sansa Mugova Chagrava. They young children are covet.
No. So, then the first of these 16 subdivisions, then, is they're all dealing with various kinds of aspiration. So, this is the aspiration of purifying the mind, that one's mind then becomes. Completely faultless. The way one thinks then has no error within it.
Karesana, Perke Savata Soko Kale Kapo Rendeva Mambuja Govire, Injitin Judu Savate Kole Lavo Yona, Tene, Deva, Tejobomdo, O Tehako. Tatila Samba Tabu Gone Mambala Sanjin Chuka Samba. Gongba yon su kong wang, gongba kong si jita sanje nam je gongba yin ro ba, ma nam re. Sanje je yin yon we, yon war ma ba, sim jin la pin tak pa, ma lan tang sa je ye yo ba.
So this first division of the 16 has four further subdivisions. The first is the mind, which offers, makes offerings to the Buddhas. The second is the aspiration to completely fulfill one's intention. And Rinpoche comments here, it's that one will have the same intention as the Buddhas. The third is the aspiration to purify the Buddha fields, the impure Buddha fields. And the fourth is the aspiration to benefit sentient beings.
Sanjin Chupa Sambane. Debe Sanje Nandan Sotu Ye, Jikin Tanakan Yung Chubar Jor Jisab.
So then the first, the mind that offers to the Buddha, the root, an approximation of the root text, which is just two lines here, is I offer to the Buddhas of the past and to those now resting in all the universes of the ten directions.
Deva Sanje Namdang Deva Deva Sanje Namdang Sochu in Jigdina Sidu Tata Sochu Ye Jigdina Jigdin Tana Simjin Jitondo Kang Yupar Jurbe Sanje Namna Dakin Chupar Jorje Jeva Twin Denis on the Jeva Dan Serap Gundo
So then Rinpoche glosses this a bit. One offers now and in all one's future lives. One makes offerings to the Buddhas of the past. And then the root text doesn't say now, but it means the now, the Chokchui Jikten Dakna, means all the Buddhas that are residing in the pure universes of the ten directions. One makes offerings to all of these.
Tanyipa gongba konga ne, gongba konga muna ne kanyang mazon teda rab nyurwa samzo sancho rambar sanje chung ki sabasong.
So then the next, the second division under this is the aspiration to totally fulfill the intention. It's to be able to practice the way the Buddhists did. And it's two lines in the root verse. So any Buddha who has not yet come, having swiftly completed whatever accumulations they intended to gather, may they demonstrate the 12 deeds leading to enlightenment and come to complete Buddhahood.
Kanya mazon teda asijida kanya mazon pate maun pa sanjere sanjo sempa nam tata jase sanjo sempe jyoba jye yinba sinjin je tondo junju tsam yinba nam tene mazon pa sanjere mazon pe sanje teda rab nyurbar se rab du nyurbar samzo se tokje sambam tokje gongba Sintin to Tonda Tinis Sanjay Kombang, Dober Zepe, Sambam, Gungba Te, Yonso Zote, Gungba Yin to Drone, Sancho Rembar, Sancho Jelam Rembar Drote, Tandy Cabs Tikins and Sabjo Lama Rembar Drote, Sanjay Jung, Jung City the Nord Sanjay Parishoje.
Then to comment on the verse a bit, the Ganyang Matun, the first part, then refers to the Buddhas that have not yet come. So it would be the Bodhisattvas who are now practicing, who are moving along the Bodhisattva's path. And so then they may they swiftly complete what they need to complete, i.e. may they complete all the different accumulations they need to accumulate and attain Buddhahood. The gradually or progressively in stages, and that refers then either to the 10 stages of the Bodhisattva levels or the 5 paths. And the Sanjay then refers of course to Buddhahood or becoming enlightened, and Chun then means to come, may they swiftly come.
Sancho Rimba, Sancho Rimba, the young Zepa Tunji Jewang the Senna, Garden Geneso, Jeva Jeba Ne, Tene, San Jeba Parje, Zepa Nam, Rimba Gindo, Tonte, Yang Yota San Jeba.
Then one can also understand this gradually attaining of enlightenment or Buddhahood from the point of view of the 12 deeds, starting with taking birth in the Tushita heaven to becoming enlightened under the Bodhi tree and passing into Nirvana.
Tene mulam de karala tabare sana lam la yokpe tanda lam yok ke sopa nam tam sopa sancho ke lam la yok ke lam la lob yin ba nam da mulop lam tha sem ba la tene rang ke sena ge ba te mo bi yore
Rang
and
so then the virtue that one accumulates, one dedicates to those that are practicing along the path now and to those who have completed their practice, those who have attained Buddhahood.
Sanje ji keng kyung manam ne sop ju kali keng nam ji nipa te da jar che yung su takpar njol Sanjo keng wang tong hik jar wa tang Sanje se jirab du kawar kyo ki sabasong
So the third section then is the aspiration to purify the Buddha fields, and it's the next four lines of the root text. And the root verse says something like, In the 10 directions, however many impure fields there may they become absolutely pure as the vast Buddha field of Dewa Chen. May they be fulfilled to their very limits with both the victorious ones who have passed into enlightenment and with the descendants or the scions of the Buddha.
Sanjeje,
So then to gloss the first two lines, so this Chokchu Gana is like Gan Yinpa, it means whatever. So however many one can understand the penis, however many the Buddha fields there are within the ten directions, whatever kinds there are, then those Buddha fields which pervade all the ten directions, which is another way of just saying pervade all space, for the benefit of all sentient beings, may they be completely or perfectly, absolutely purified, which means they will have no stains. And this jachir, which usually means like vast, it refers to apparently some Buddha fields are not so big. There are Buddha fields that are not so extensive. So this then refers to the extensive Buddha fields such as Dewa Chen.
Sancho Chenwang Tongke Gyarwa Tangse. Sancho Chenwang Te Tene Tanda Dorji Dena Dakchak Tanba Zobu Sanje Sanje Pekazo Sancho Cheng Cheng Tongse Sanje Parawa. Chenwang Se Jute Junheng Tamche Ji Gyarpo Junheng Tamche Ji Cho Yinse Vara Nangbulo.
No.
Yuhin Tamjit Jarbo, Amjo, Imbachani, Wangbo, Penna Lai Wangbo, Jarbo, Sancho Kenge, Tongdo, Tongdo Hip Jarbatan, Sanjay Nam, Sancho Kingdong, the Sanjay, Sancho Kingdong, the Sikh, the Tana Sanjay, Sanjay Sage Rabdo Kamariko, Sanjay Te Se. Sancho Sabak Yonzo Kamari Ho. Yeah.
And then the next two lines, to comment on those, this tree, Changchuk Xing Wang, it's the greatest, the most powerful, the most excellent or superior of all the wish fulfilling trees. And it is like the tree in Bodh Gaya, underneath which the Buddha attained enlightenment. So that's Drungnen means like underneath or near, and Shek is honorably for having gone to this tree and attained enlightenment. So then one imagines that these Buddha fields are filled with the victorious ones who have passed into enlightenment underneath of this powerful or most wonderful tree, the tree of enlightenment, and that they are filled with Buddhas like this, and also with the Bodhisattvas, the descendants of the Buddha.
Ta tsab sache yeba simchina pinda parmanbane so ju simchin gangnam chini ba Teda ta the nimi devar chor. Drova kunji chuje tonam ne tumbar chor king reva ang dovar ikho ki sabasom.
So then the fourth division is the aspiration to benefit sentient beings. And it's the next four lines of the root text, which say something like, In the 10 directions, however many sentient beings there may be, may they always be free of illness and enjoy happiness. May all beings accomplish the meaningful work of Dharma in accordance with their good intentions, and may they fulfill their hope of attaining Buddhahood.
Tandi kapso so kyo la so kyo yi simjin so se jit chenpo re ma cha pa yo ma re namke ma cha pa me pa yin do so ji jang tham je la cha pa re so kyo yi simjin gangnam jin yi yo pa ka tse yo pa de da ta de ne ni de wa jo re Teda, tu ta do, tu jun do. Devo, korv dunga tang, jo le tang yung mongpa teda la, teni ne tang, nyangin ta zung ming tenpa mongpo yore. Di kap je ne te, Dongatan, Donga jo leta nyo mongpa me nyikin devar chol sekar. Ti khonsa ne, jikti je ne yang ti khonsa dukarawa, donga ji khonsa.
Lama.
Devar chol, oya.
So then to comment on the first two lines, so the sentient beings of the ten directions, and Rinpoche comments here that this direction here doesn't mean that somehow there's a space that's not filled with these sentient beings. It means that all of space is completely filled with these sentient beings, however that many there may be, jinepa or katsu in colloquial. And then may they all be free of illness and achieve happiness. So this ne, this illness or disease, it includes both the fruition of the suffering, samsaric suffering, and its cause, which are obscuring states and karmic actions that induce karma. So one prays that they be free of both of these. They're included under the category of illness, which would also include normal illness, since that is samsaric, part of samsaric suffering.
Drova kuenje, drova simjin tamje ji, ye langmunbar ndoebe, tambe chuje, don namne. Tambe chu drom ndoeba, ndoebe, simjin namje chuje, don namne. Jetar samba yendun, tumbar ndrobjen. Chu droba la, tene, ta, garchin parche yorawa, parche mnjongbar. Rang samba yendun ndrobjen, tumbar ndrobjen. Tela tente, Ranga Samba yin the chu, chula parche mebar, Tuban roba la tente, Reva am roba yo. Tato Sanje Jacoban tope, Reva, Tomdo je Reva, Yoba te am roba yoje, Tato Sanje Jacoban tope yoje.
Same lund,
Simjin namji chu drupa samno yorwa, chu drupa samno de parche meba samba yendo drupa yose yor. Kake chu drupa samno yang, deni parche je wangi yang, chu yapo mudrupa yungo yorwa. De samba yendo drupa yose.
So then the next two lines, may, to comment on those, then may all sentient beings who wish to practice the Dharma, to perform actions in accord with the Dharma, may they be able to do those without any obstacles. Sometimes one wishes to practice or to perform some kind of dharmic activity, and the obstacles arise and one's not able to do it. So this is a prayer that those obstacles then will be eliminated. And then that one will, this rewa, that one's hope will also be accomplished. And the hope here then refers to the hope of attaining Buddhahood.
Top Latin, the Melange top, dear. Tinny, Jimatado, Jimatado, Chunga Capsony, Sipa Chunga Capsony, Tinny, Samba, the Ninji, Sanju, Semiaba, to do it.
So if one doesn't remember one's previous birth, but for example, in previous lives, one has practiced loving kindness and compassion, then even as a small child, this will be evident in the way that the child is, the way the child behaves. There will be this reflection in their behavior of their previous practices of loving kindness and compassion. So then the next two lines make up the second division, which is to become a member of the Sangha wearing robes. And it says something like, through all my lives, as my consciousness is transferred and I take birth again, may I always wear the robes.
Cherub going to the Jewa going to Cherub going to that take by Jimmy Lola, then he carpatami somda, doing the subjects of doing last over law, then he Sanju Sempe Jobati, Gubaseno, Cherub Hajamambo, Cherub going to Chimpu Jewana, then in Corbinus, Yindu Sepa Kavka, Chimpo, Chimpo Wata, Jewa Lembana. That the Dana Rabdu Jomacho. Tu tato dane rabdo jwa asebri khojeks.
So then to comment on the words, setup is another word just for lives, for kiawa, for birth. So one's previous lives, previous generations of this particular incarnation one is. And Rinpoche commented here that one practices in the Mahayana, one does this Bodhisattva practice for three countless kalpas, or seven or 37, one practices for an inconceivably long time. So this is many, many births that are being referred to here. And then one's consciousness transfers and one takes birth again. And one prays that in all of these births that one takes, that one will wear the robes.
Then Rabdun Jumar Memba Tela Sanju Samba Kashege Tepachimbilan Shubani. Then is on the Sanjay Jumba Matop Jipado Rabdun Jumar Memba Tang Kashege Pakasa Matop Jipado. Then is Rabdun Jumar Melande Pichibayo.
So there are two ways of this of aspiration. To wear the robes. Some people take it from now until Buddhahood, and others take it from now until the first Bodhisattva level.
Then, Pabasa Matop Jepardo Mana De Gubijunzi and Karasanam Pabasa Matop Jepardo Susitiore, then, Chemlin Neba in a Dran Dorva Tany Jumaso. Leka Mambo Yere Sanju Kisem Nyam Sigayere. This Sena, then Papasa Mato Jipatos. Papasa Tona, then Rabda Mazon by Chem and Nena Yang, Ranin Papa in the Sena, then Sanju Kisem Nyamu Yomar, Sanju Sempe Jeba Nyamu Yomar, Sanju Sempe Jabu Torzumba, Chemdaga Torzumba, Chemda Supur Jeva Lan Lemba, Lumbo, the Tumbo Lasso Bala Jeva Lande, then Saint Jinji Ton Sebayere. They do Sanju Sampa Yina, Dini, Tetawa, Chemlin Nayan Yang, 산족 제세 냠고요 말. 파부사 뜨세.
So why is it then that one speaks of taking these vows until the first bodhisattva level? Well, until that level, one is an ordinary human being, and because one is one's mind is still ordinary, then being reborn as a householder, one has various obstacles. One has to endure enemies and like friends, and it's a difficult life. And it's very possible that one's practice of bodhicitta, this awakening mind, can deteriorate. Once one has attained this first level, then that does not happen, and one can take birth in many different forms as a householder, as a merchant, as a minister. These whatever form one takes, one does it for the benefit of sentient beings, and one's practice of bodhicitta does not deteriorate in any way.
Sanju Sempachyupa Chetan Chepar Do Chutam Tapar Manam Depane Yarva Kunji Jisu Lop Chote Zangbo Chupa Yonzo Zosi Chen Chutam Chupa Temi Yong Tapar Tada Manyam Chumi Chupa Choki Sasa.
So then we come to the third division, which is the practice in general, and in particular the practice of pure discipline. And it's the next four lines of the root text, which or something like, following in the path of the victorious ones, may I bring to complete perfection the practice of what is excellent, and may the practice of discipline be stainless, absolutely pure, never degenerating, and faultless.
Jarva kuinje jis lok sijide karresa na, jarva kuinje sanje kuinje nui. Yendonto Sanju Sembe Chopa Kandeji Jena Yang Nayang Ti Namdarji Jiso Lopte Tene Jase Sanju Sembe Chopa Juinser Zangbu Chopa Jase Zangbu Chopa Te Karesana Sanju Sembe Samba Ninji Kuni Lam Sindoku Chopa Te Dukundo Zangbo Tado Zangbo Remato
So the first two lines then deal with practice of the Bodhisattva in general, and one prays that one will follow in the path of the victorious ones. And what does that mean? It means before, in the same way that the Buddhas practiced for the benefit of all sentient beings, did the practice of the Bodhisattva, whatever they did, then one prays that one will also be able to do the same. And then one speaks about the practice as being excellent. And why is it excellent? Because it is always motivated by loving kindness and compassion. There's never a moment that's not permeated with this intention to benefit sentient beings.
Tene kundo zang chopa te kundo zangbo embe jimse kare sana jase sanjo sembe yinla pembe che to zoi ma me ba zoi pang na yang te zangbo re yinla pembe yang yinla pembe che to zoi he na yang teyang zangbo re yinla pembe ya.
So why then is this a practice that is excellent of the Bodhisattvas? Well, they act to help other sentient beings, and as far as dealing with the different practices related to speech, if they usually do not lie, but if they do lie, it's to benefit sentient beings, and it's not of unvirtuous activity because of the motivation.
Teta yuwa da zuwu ningji la ra le pa re, ningji la ra le pa, ningji la du pa.
So basically, it depends then, the motivation then depends on compassion.
Chutem jo pa temi yong da pa, ta da ma nyam jo mi jo pa re cho. Chutem jo pa de kante je gu gu do. Chutem jo pa de, chöpa dhamma mepa. Dhamma mepa te nyomu pe dhamma mepa ta. Dhamma mepa chöpa ta. Nyomu se takpa te rang hirde hirde te nyer je sampe ma wipa. Rang hirde tomdu je chotem yina tikin je chotem mare, tingin je chotem yina. Rang hiti sambe magu pa yonzu takpa chutemta. Chutem charpe chunji magu pa manyamba chutemta. Chum mebar chupa chutem. Chum mebate kan sonza chutemta, sonwa pa data, chutem sonwa sabha sonla, denbar himbe mekba meba. Chutem jung korsonla, denzinji mekba meba. Chutem jung korsong la demi tokpa hirap je tsise na tene chung mepa chutem re. Te tabo chama mepa yonzu takpa tada manyamba chung mepa chutem chupar hiyoji.
So then the practice of discipline is described. This is the specific focus here after the general explanation. It's the next two lines. And it's described through four different attributes. The first one then is that it is stainless, and the commentary expands on this saying that stainless means it's not touched, it's not polluted in any way or corrupted in any way by obscuring states. So that's the first one. And the second one then is that it is absolutely pure, and this means that one does not strive to attain Buddhahood for one's own, one does not strive for peace and happiness for one's own benefit, but for other sentient beings. If one seeks to attain peace and happiness for oneself, then that is the motivation that relates to the lower vehicles. So that's the second one. And the third one is that it is never degenerates, or it never deteriorates, and this means that the vows one has taken, one is able to maintain them, they are not broken. And the last one, the fourth then, says it is without fault or faultless, and that means that when one is performing the practice of discipline, one does not cling to the truly existent performer or agent, nor a truly existent discipline that's being performed, nor a truly existent action of performing this discipline. So it refers to what's called the three spheres, the korsum, that there is no subject, object, or action. So one doesn't cling to any one of these as being truly existent, but one acts through the higher knowledge that realizes these three things as not truly existent.
Ta yeba yeba ke na cho ji chu tan bar ma lan de pa ne la yi ke ta lo da ne jin ke trom ta da mai ke ke na ta Roa kuen chi drake cha zamba, tham je ke da da ke chui dung do hi sa osu. Te gogit, te ke jor zo.
Then we get the translators popping here with their four lines. The prayer, the aspiration to teach the Dharma in various tongues, various languages. It's the fourth section. The next four lines are the root verse, and it says something like, in the language of the gods, in that of the Nagas and the Nijin, in the language of the cemetery spirits and that of human beings, in whatever sounds sentient beings express themselves, may I teach the Dharma.
Da zebre, tanti capsu, da la nam durveche, da la y luce chite, la y keji chute mbata. La nam durveche, da la y zozu chite, ले के ता ने जिन ले जिन जी के ता ट्रोम ले ट्रोम जी के ता ता मले मये के नाम ता मये के ले लंबे के मंडा बा योरे तिने के मंडा बा मंबो लोग जों से ने चो तो तम थे पे तो जी मये के नाम ता दोर दोन ड्रोवा कोई जे ड्रके चे सांबा ड्रोवा नाम ला ड्रा ता के कासे जी होना ते सांजे
또 nubar chorje, to comment, Rinpoche comments on these lines of it, he says, for example, in speaking of the language of the gods, it means in order to train the deities, the people that reside in the realm of the gods, one is reborn in that form, and one speaks that language. And then it, the same applies for all the different realms that are mentioned here. One, in order to tame the Nagas or to train them, one takes the form of a Naga rebirth and speaks their language. For the Nujin, one becomes a Nujin and speaks their language. The cemetery spirits, the Drubum, one becomes like them and speaks their language. And then as a human birth, as we know, there are many different languages that human beings speak, and so one studies as many of those as one can and teaches the Dharma in that language. So however many sounds or languages there are that sentient beings use to communicate, then may one makes the prayer that in the future one will be able to communicate, to speak with them in all of those different tongues.
Tihen paru sen la rab zon te sanjok sen na nang ji ma jor ki zao song.
So then the fifth division here, which we're still dealing with the aspiration not to forget bodhicitta, to keep it in mind. So the fifth section then is making efforts to practice virtue, and it's the next two lines, which go something like, the mind becomes filled with loving kindness, and one makes tremendous effort to practice the paramitas.
The cops of Tihin Sijate Tipatan Tihin Sijate Joy Hachan Jambo the cigarette. Joy Jambo, Sem Zambu Yaba. Then Rawla Tihin Sid. Joy Tihin Jamba, Jamba Goni, Paru the Simba. So paru de simba, simba geto la rap to embar jote. Yang da but to embar jote. Sindoka jopa, you know, Sindoka jopa, mahi by hiparasava, hipa manyambra seba, manyamba coni comperdo, condin condom pervala, rap to tonte. So embar jote.
Abrasive in any way, that's what's called a fine mind, a semzambo. And one wishes for that, and then also that one will make great efforts to practice the paramitas, the perfections, the six perfections, and in this way to accumulate virtuous activity. And one prays then that if one doesn't know these paramitas, that one will come to know them, and beings will come to know them, that they, the practice of them not deteriorate, and not only that it not deteriorate, but that it expand and grow and spread. And one makes then efforts in this direction.
Sanjuk sen nana ji majo, vate kamba yumanta gulwa. Sanjuk sen nana ji majo, ta sanjuk je sen maji pa manata vare. Sanjuk je sen namba ni, te kare sana kunzop sanjuk je sen tan, tuyendan sanjuk je sen namba ni, namya je par majo je.
So then the next section, number six, is only one line here. It's the the outline, the heading here is to the cause of these five, i.e. the five preceding aspirations that one's made here, the five previous ones one's just looked at, not to forget bodhicitta. And so the line just says, may I always keep bodhicitta in mind. And Rinpoche says here this bodhicitta then, the mind aspiring towards enlightenment, if you wish, that there are two kinds. One is that which pertains to relative reality, and the other to genuine or ultimate reality, two levels of it.
Dikpa kangna dhepar chopa ta teda mali yonsa samariko. Yeah.
So then the last and seventh and last section, the heading is the aspiration to be free of incompatible or conflicting adverse conditions. And the last two root text lines are something like, whatever negative actions and obscuring states there may be, may they all, without exception, be completely purified.
Nāpu chūyē lā sōpē, dīkpā mī gīvē lē kāngsā pā nām tāng. Dīkāp jī dīkpā tē nāpu chūyē rē, nāpu chūyē tsōvar sē pā rē. Chūvī lōvā, chūvī sē jī tē chūpā mbārvā vū, chūpā chūpē yōr tō chūpā nām chūvī lōvā. Chūvī lōvā. Jūmī chūpā jī. Jyepa ne ma yinpa geva sepa lan jyepa jyepa. Jyepa tamba sanju sanpa la korpa ndepa. Roba la yoju jyepa te nagu chukyere.
So then to comment on this a little bit, the negative actions here are summarized under the heading of the four lakh dharmas. And the four negative dharmas, and those four are then that one deceives those that are worthy of offering. So that would be like the teachers and so forth. And then the second one is that one obstructs or prevents people from doing virtuous activity. One stops someone from that, like they're going to do some practice, say, oh, we don't need to do that. Then one denigrates the three jewels, the three genuine, the three precious ones, or one deceives sentient beings. That's the fourth.
Tepa kana dupa chupata. Teda mali yonsu samariko. Leta nyumung. Tikin Ponga so lege drapata. Loka tangaja so numumba drapati. Dona tikin jilam jilacheva la padu chuba sebe. Kiksu churba. Kanda yoba teda samunda cheba tamje. Malupa yunsa samar choje.
So then one prays that unvirtuous actions such as giving up the Mahayana Dharma or wrong views. Anything that becomes like a negative obstacle, a negative action, the performance that does negative actions towards one, that all of this, along with its seed, is completely cut off.
Sanchuk ji se meji bhagwani mulam deba la sabje dunyo ba tang sabje tangbo la ye nipa la dunyo ba te do dukyu chukai.
So this has been a brief explanation of the first and the second of the 16 sections dealing with the actual basis of the prayer of aspiration. And the first section had four divisions, and which were dealing with the purification of the mind or the intention. And the second one had seven divisions, and that was dealing with not forgetting bodhicitta.